Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid. Welcome to a special weekend edition of the program. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, taking a couple of hours off from his golf game. Oh, no, that's right. There's no golf game right now. What's going on, Cam?
Yeah, it's the best. They have these simulators. So they actually had results for the Masters. Webb Simpson wins by four strokes. I'm like, as if. Like, really? That's your simulation that Webb Simpson won the Masters in a runaway? Like, come on. I just laugh at some of these sims. Like, they're just so stupid.
Cam, if there's a couple of words, if I ever hear again, I'm going to snap. Mitigate the curve. Mitigate the curve. Joe the Tiger. Like, you see this stuff, Cam? You're not a big social media guy, but you know anything about this guy, Joe the Tiger?
Yeah,
he might have gotten, like, framed or like a chick. I have no idea. The only Joe the Tiger I know is Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
LSU Tiger. Right? Yep. Joe the Tiger. But yeah, Joe the Exotic Tiger. I don't know anything about it. I don't know if you do. And another thing I don't want to hear the word ever again after this, simulation.
Oh, yeah, Sims.
Yeah, the Sims. So yeah, Webb Simpson won the sim.
Yeah, he won the sim by four. No, not just by one, by
he
four.
Crushed the field.
Yeah. I'm Webb Simpson. I won the Masters by four. Get real. Like, are you kidding me? This simulation. So what, how did this play out? Like, that's what your simulation gave you? Like, anyway, yeah, you're right. Sims blow. I'm not down with that term either. It's so stupid.
Well, unfortunately, if we're going to watch any UFC fighting next Saturday, yeah, it's going to have to be sim.
Dana tried, Gabe. We talked about it, right? Hey, man, me versus the world. But we also mentioned when we were doing the show, too, Disney, Governor, You got a lot of, you got to jump through hoops with big companies, right? Announcers weren't on board. So, hey, he can do it. He wanted to do it, but you said it. The powers that be can shut it down at any time. And that's what happens with big government and big companies. They said, sorry, pal, it's not happening.
Yeah, and pretty much right now, and you and I have been on top of this, and I've warned people about Gavin Newsom. The guy don't play around in California. Cam, you know, we talked about this the other day. Trying to hold a sports event in California right now is trying to get weed from Mitt Romney. you're in self-isolation. You're out of weed. Like, what am I? Hey, Mitt, can I come over? Can you got like a quarter you can lend me or something like that? You got a bud I can come borrow? No, like Mitt Romney would be like, what? What? Like, honestly, like, you have a better chance of finding a condom in the drawer next to Philip Rivers' bed than you do hosting a sporting event in California.
great analogy. Yeah, Mitt Romney's doing delivery service.
You got a better chance of getting weed from Mitt. You have a better chance of finding a condom in Philip Rivers' house.
Great jokes. No, you're absolutely right. California, closed for business. Hey, got to hand it to Dana, though. He goes down swinging. Like, he tried, like, right to the very end. But that's the thing, buddy. You're not bigger than
Gump. And he looks good. He looks like he comes across like a hero. Yes, I tried, guys. I did everything that I could do. Yeah. And you know he did. He's not lying. It's the one thing about Dana White. He likes this stuff, Cam. Like, he likes the challenge. He's used to arguing with senators to get this stuff legalized in the old days.
Yep.
And now he's got more juice. He's got more money than them. You know he gets a kick out of it. But I brought up Gavin Newsom a lot. We've talked about California a lot. Only because California, guys, is such a big state, and it impacts such a big part of the sports world. Like, without the California, you don't have a Pac-10. Pac-12, no, Pac-8, no. Whatever the hell you call it.
Like, no, you know, cool. UCLA, USC, Cal. Like, are you kidding? Stanford.
Yeah. You've lost half your league, guys. Like,
you're already toast. You're losing.
What I'm saying when I'm about, like, and Gavin Newsom said, I don't think I'm about playing football, right? And I brought this up, guys. The commissioners in the leagues are going to try to play, and there's going to be political fallout. So let me just clarify, though. Because a lot of people in Disney act as if though they had no idea what was going on, and they just found out about this, and ooh, Disney put their foot down because of some moral type of compass that they had. As if, Kev, they pay UFC over $400 million a year, all right? There's no sports going on. I guarantee to you they were on every conference call. ESPN was appraised of every move that Dana White was making.
Of course.
They knew damn well that it was Attachi Palace on a Native reservation. They knew all of this. They were going to do it.
Yes, they
but
were.
But Disney acts as if, though, oh, no, Disney said, no, because we're Disney, you can't do this. And even ESPN, I was reading, sources close to ESPN said it just didn't feel right.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, you guys were promoting the hell out of it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it didn't feel right only after Governor Newsom and Senator Dianne Feinstein threatened nuclear war on Disney, essentially.
No, you're right. And that's the thing. We read about all this stuff today. It's not just like the mock drafts. It's journalism today. Like, you gotta see the smoke through the mirrors here. Like you said it, right? ESPN pays a big lofty sum for the product. Disney, no, yeah, they're a part of the deal. You don't think they're going down to the nitty-gritty with Dana White
Disney,
until they can't
Disney
do that anymore? Like,
Cat,
what, are we stupid?
Greg Hardy was the co-main event.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, like, well, Greg Hardy, hey, big ESPN card, let's get Greg Hardy on it, right? Yep. Like, so let's not act like ESPN or Disney, it was some ethical thing, because that's the way it comes across. Oh, Disney said, no, you can't do this. Yeah, Disney said, no, you can't do this after they got threatened by the governor of the state that they're in.
Yes, like, exactly.
Like, it's not rocket science. Everything I've said about this has come to pass. All right, and we're moving forward now. And I'm telling you guys right now, I do believe, and I'm going to go on record, and I've been the Grim Reaper, the Doomsday Slayer when it comes to sports, right? People come to me now, I'm Renzi, is the NFL draft going to get canceled? Like, I've got a crystal ball.
I don't know.
I don't think so. The NFL draft will go on, in my opinion. But there will be NFL football. There will be NFL football. The NFL will not tap out to this.
They might have the same mentality. As we talked about yesterday in those crazy conferences.
Yes. Like exactly.
The Big 12 basically said, hey, man, try to stop us.
Like, exactly. Because, you know, like, the governor of California he's looking at the big picture. He doesn't, like, California isn't run on football. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of, you know what I mean? It's a part of life. You know, it's not a part of life there. It's, you know, it's just, that's just, and it's such a big state.
Yeah,
like he said, sports and team sports will sort of be the last thing to be integrated. You go to the governor of Florida didn't close the beaches. Like, you think he's going to say, no, you can't play football? No, of course he's not. Yeah. You think the governor of Oklahoma is going to shut it down like California did? No.
Nope.
Right? So the NFL, though, needs to know this. They need to know. Yeah, we're not playing games in California. Right? That's not happening. And I'm telling you, I don't think they're going to be able to play in New Jersey, the Jets and Giants.
No.
That also wipes out Rutgers. And, we can't win up the crystal ball.
Texas will play.
Yeah. Texas will play. I think the SEC will try to continue and go forward. I think they're going to try. Now, at the same point in time, Cam, it doesn't mean that they shouldn't try. Right? Like, everyone should be pushing the envelope. We should be trying to get back to, regular life. But at the same point in time, while we're trying to get a vaccination and while we try to make everybody safe. But team sports are very difficult, guys. That's just, you know, that's just the challenge we have here. But there's enough time between now and maybe November even. Remember what the doctor in Santa Clara was saying. He thinks Thanksgiving could be more of a sort of a realistic guideline. I've already got my mind's already spinning on this stuff, Cam. I'm thinking the NFL sort of needs to do, and we'll get into the baseball plan, but they sort of need to do what baseball is going to do. Just set up shop in Texas or Florida or something where the governor won't bother you. There's enough stadiums to figure it out because you can't be flying around and traveling. Like, Cam, they're not going to Mexico City, bro.
No, London, all those London games.
Like, the NFL now needs to redo their schedule. You're not going to London anymore. You're not going to all these places. And I don't think you can have teams flying around everywhere. You're better off just putting them in Texas and Florida and figuring it out from there.
I agree with you 100%. And I like what you said right there. And I did a show with Blessing today, and he said the same thing. Like, you have to still try. And I like what you said. Like, everyone now is just like, I kind of look at golf and they gave up. It's kind of like, okay, the pressure, whatever. Meanwhile, golf courses are still open. I'm like, they bow down to the pressure. You have to.
No, but golf's coming back in July, late July. They were more realistic, Ken.
Yeah.
They were realistic. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I just have a different
opinion. You can't quit and just wave a white flag, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to come up with, like, NBA's talk, they're doing the horse, and everybody's doing this. Like, you can't, I know life is crazy right now, but you can't just bow into it and say, well, it's going to be like this for, you have to keep on trying. You have to come up with plan B, C, D, E, whatever. Keep on knocking it down or else it's never going to be there. It's going to be easy to quit. And I agree with you. Now we got to start thinking, obviously it's not going to happen tomorrow, Gabe, but in the next couple months, plans need to formulate.
Well, Major League Baseball is formulating some plans as well. We'll get into that. One thing with Dana White. So he's like, I tried, guys. And he's like, yeah, the powers that be shut it down. And he goes, it is what it is. And all events are postponed. And then basically like 2 hours later, he was right back at it, of course. Right back at it. Fight Island is a go. You know, this is going to be on ESPN. We're going to work it all out. You'll see. You'll see. Just give me some time to work it out. Now, the thing is, the Fight Island could potentially work. You know why? It's international waters.
Yep.
Like, it can be sanctioned. That was one of the big beefs here, guys. Number one, but buddy, they didn't want anything in California, all right? But number two, like the ESPN stuff and everything was, and even Dianne Feinstein brought it up, who's a longtime senator. Yeah. She said it's unsanctioned. Like, basically, like the athletic commission is closed, Ken.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go get a license now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it would have been sort of fighting on a native reservation, unsanctioned fight. Yeah. Yeah. And she said, you really want to do this? Is this what you guys are, you know, is it disappointing you? You're going unsanctioned? And she said, I respect the native land and they do their own thing. But she said, you're just flaunting the law now. And in other words, when she's saying that publicly on the phone, she's like, you got to be effing kidding me. Yeah. You think you're going to do this? And she's like the senator of that area, Cam. And she happens to be one of the most powerful senators in the U.S. Senate. Like, she's been around forever. She's a very powerful woman. So they need to, like, sports leagues need to realize you can't win with these Democratic governors and senators and stuff. They don't care about your sports league. They're not politically, their political base won't get mad at them for doing this, right? So that's what I'm saying. If you're the NFL, I'm already thinking San Antonio, baby.
Yeah. You
San
want to deal?
San Antonio, Texas. They have a dome there. Yeah. You can set up shop. Play like 2-3 NFL games a day. It wouldn't be traditional Sunday. That should be cool.
Yeah. You know,
2 NFL games Friday night. Games.
I love it.
Because you only have one or two stadiums. You couldn't play all the games at once.
Hey, we're used to just the Sunday tradition. Sometimes we thought, wow, there's like 9 games at 1 o'clock and only a couple crap games at 4 o'clock. I'm going to like this new 2-2. Like, if it was like this, it's going to be different. It's going to be fun. I'll tell you, Gabe, and you're absolutely right. Basically, if you're a sports league right now, you got to go, let's look south and let's look for Republican. right? SEC
go. You don't have to be a commissioner to realize California's closed
for business. Yeah, any of those states that are like, you know, open to weed and all that other stuff, you got to go down to like the Bible Belt that just starts to think about, hey, man, oh, you want football in our backyard? You bring your football to our county. We love you. Exactly. We love football. We love God and we love football.
Like if I was the NFL, you're exactly right. Just like I'd already be in talks with the governor of Texas.
Yeah.
I'd be like, listen, we need a San Antonio Stadium, the Dome. We're going to take over Cowboy Stadium. Jerry will be on board.
Yeah.
You can do it in the state of Texas. You got Houston. You got a bunch of states. And, you know, basically, too, you can sort of split it up in two also. Sort of like with baseball. And I like this baseball idea. Well, actually, out of all the ideas they've come up with.
I agree.
You know what, guys? This is one of them that you're not stupid in. You're already there. Everyone, you don't move anything. It's just sort of, all right, we just sort of get back and do what we're doing. Because I'm telling you, you can't set up shop and quarantine 500 people in one city. It's not going to work. And even like the NFL has time to plan this. But the NFL, Cam, I'm thinking two states, Florida, Texas. And then two states, two, three cities.
Yeah.
Cam, you've been to Orlando. We were there. There's nothing there, buddy.
No. It's ghost
town. Like, honestly. Like, there's nothing there. You really could. You said it before, too. You really could set up shop there. Oh, you could have one NFL team at one resort down the road, down the strip mall. There's the Bill stand where we stayed at Dicker Resorts.
Yep.
They could all have their own sort of resort place and then be isolated from each other. The teams are isolated from each other, and then they just bus into the stadium, and then they go back to their resort after.
They just play at UCF.
It could actually work.
They play at UCF, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You could set up, UCF Stadium, Orlando. ESPN, Disney have that nice sports complex in Orlando. They have a football field. There's enough. Maybe you put a team in Jacksonville or two. Sort of can. You split it up. All right. Four teams. You guys play in Jacksonville. You four guys are going to play in Orlando. You four guys are going to play in San Antonio. You four teams are going to play in Dallas. It makes a lot of sense, actually.
It's starting to.
You can't be flying around, buddy.
God, no.
Like that's the Buffalo Bills can't be getting on a plane flying to Vegas this year and then back to Buffalo and then back here. You're begging for disaster and disease.
You have to keep them stationary. That's part of the goal. And look at the geographics of it, in which we will talk about on the show. Baseball got it pretty good. Like, I'm agreeing with you. I looked at it and went, good plan. Best one you've come up with so far.
It is. And, you know, we talk about a progress. We can't let perfection get away in the progress. And I'm with you, Cam. Like, I'm all over the place because people were surprised. When I said to you, when I saw the UFC was canceled, I said, that's too bad. I said, I was looking forward to it. And I tweeted, I said, I had no ethical issue.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were surprised because they were like, Renzi, you've actually talked a lot about the virus and the dangers of the virus, yet you wanted to go on with the UFC. And I think we can do both things at once. Yes, I'm concerned about the virus, but it doesn't mean that we all sit inside for the rest of our lives cowering like kid little girls. You know what I'm saying?
Great point. That's like, the thing.
You know, I don't want to sound, I know we almost sound like a Fox News guy suddenly, but it is true. At some point, we're all going to have to accept that there's a risk out there.
I think, right?
And if you're an older person, you're at risk. It sucks. You can't go out. And the thing is, I'm willing to compromise, Ken. Like, you know, like the senior hours, make that permanent moving forward. From now on, excuse me, sir, it's for your safety. But from, you know what, from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock, the world's yours, man. The grocery stores are yours. The bank is yours. You guys can go every morning, do what you need to do. But from 10 o'clock on, look, it's 9 to 5 now. Just imagine we said, all right, it's 11 to 5 now. You know, you guys let the world be, but we're getting back to work from 11 to 5. But if you're safe with masks and social distance, but we've got to start to try to put things together a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's the point. And you're going to know this. If you're just going to quit and not try and not come up with a plan, it actually worsens the situation. You have
There's
to think
There's no magic wand coming. That's the thing. This isn't a case where you can just eat a bag of chips and go, I hope the problem goes away. Yeah. It's not going away.
Exactly.
This is our new normal.
It is. It is our new normal. That I know you cracked a joke with me. Hey, Cam, you go to the bank more? Yeah. I go, yeah, because I'm waiting in hours. But I'm happy that the seniors get in there, right? Like, I got to talk to my mortgage specialist. How are we going to work?
I got to tell you, like, I'm here, and everyone's like, oh, you got to get out of New York. I had no lines, no anything. I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna go, what the hell is this?
Like, buddy, I told you, like, people here are starting to freak out. I went to the grocery store. I went to two places. One was about 50 deep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. So unfortunately, UFC is done. It sucks, man. I was looking forward to the fights. I was looking forward to breaking down the fights, Cam. Like, Each day I was going to, like, in its entirety, this fight and that fight. And I really was looking forward to it. It is what it is. We'll have sports back. I asked people actually on Twitter. I thought it was an interesting question to ask. I wanted to ask you actually too. Thinking about it, because it's going to be a long time till we're actually at a game. And it's interesting. 72% of Americans polled said they will not go to a sporting event until there's a vaccination. That's 18 months away.
Yeah.
61% of sports fans said they wouldn't go without a vaccination. I would. Yeah.
Now, where I'd go to, though, it would be, depending on the sport, I'd go to a CFL game because I can move around.
Yes.
There's not enough people there. I'm not going to go to some place where I'm going to be squished in.
Listen,
like,
I should be on the board of running things because I got an idea for this, too. Let's say, okay, you can't. Let's say the stadium holds 100,000 people and you say no fans. How about if we put 25,000 people in a 100,000 seat stadium?
Even 20.
And yeah. 20,000. Okay, fine. And you know what I mean? Is it safe? Okay.
If you spread them out.
It's better than nothing. And exactly. So imagine it'll be like going to an expo game in the old days. You'll have your own row. You know what I mean? So basically, you have a seat, and then not 6 feet, but you want more because people's saliva, drinking beer, yelling and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like 10 feet apart. You know what I mean? So a seat, a row of six empty seats, then another fan. So instead of fans high five, you'd be pointing, hey, you know what I mean? But you can pull it off. It can be done. But in intervals, we're not there yet. But I asked people, and it's interesting. It's almost going to be like a memory now. What was the last event, concert, game, fight, you know, event that you saw live? And for me personally, it was with our boy Ro. Like, if I die and I never see another sporting event, the last game I ever went to was with Roe. Shout out to our boy Rutgers Roe.
Shout out to Roe.
Rutgers Roe. I saw the New York Guardians. I saw the New York Guardians and the Los Angeles Express.
Wow.
Play. And what might be the last XFL time ever, as we'll get to that, the XFL's done. They shut it down again.
Oh, big time.
So they let everyone off. They're like, they can't pay everyone. I get it.
And they're
the poor guy's cursed with this league. But anyways.
I agree.
I can't believe I said poor Vince McMahon, but what did Vince ever do to the football gods to get screwed over like he does?
I agree with you. Like, think about this. So, okay, we want to bring back the league. You play 5 weeks and then coronavirus.
Did a great job. It was a fun league.
Really building momentum. Like, it's just... That's the thing, man. Who said it was fair? No, you don't feel sorry for Vince McMahon when he's rich, but, you know, the guy wanted it to happen. I don't want anybody to fail. The league was doing okay. We were betting on it. We're having a good time. Yeah, last sporting event I went to.
Our Guardians were really coming on. Like, the Guardians, man, they were 3-2.
They were covering.
I couldn't wait. Seriously, that's how life is, huh?
Yeah.
I remember I was supposed to go to Toronto, okay? And I was mad. I was like, man, I don't want to go to Toronto. I'm going to miss the Houston Roughneck New York Guardian game. Like, I was so eagerly, like I met a bunch of dudes there and stuff. Was like, we all went back to FanDuel after. It's funny, different times. I was with strangers, arm in arm, all drunk. Hey, buddy, like, you know what I mean, at the game. And we're like, I'll see you in 2 weeks at the next home game. And, you know, it was a bunch of us at FanDuel that just met each other at the game. We're like, this is awesome. XFL football rocks, Guardians. We're all in?
Nope.
We got shut down, bro.
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah, mine was a hockey game. Went to a Leafs-Capitals game. That's not happening again. And I was really close to people, too. But, yeah, that's the beautiful thing, Gabe. I think the CFL, we could make it work because we've been to an Argo game. You could basically take it'd be me. It'd be me, you, and McBurney. Remember our buddy we met, McBurney?
On a beautiful sunny day in downtown Toronto, they might get 13,000 people. People wouldn't even go. They'd only get like 4,000. I'll gladly go. You're right. We'd have our own road. Exactly. You'll be like four rows down from me. I'll be like, hey, what up, Cam? We can blaze in the stadium, do whatever the hell you want.
Exactly. And people are so scared. I bet they'd even have like cheaper concessions and stuff like that just to get you in the park. I see. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. CFL, that's one thing I will definitely not be afraid to go to. Lots of room.
All right. So we asked people. I find it fascinating, actually. It's interesting. Great stuff. People really like this question. We're getting like, I literally have like 48 responses to it.
Love the questions.
All right. So last event that you were at, Jeremy Gibson. Oh, Mr. High Roller. Super Bowl.
Gibson. What is he? Like one of the heirs of the guitar? What's going on here? Super Bowl.
All of our producers, hosts, operators, and fans are richer than you and I are, Cam.
Like it's like I don't know what they're paying me and you and peanuts.
I'm like last event. I'm a big talk show host. Last event, New York Guardians, LA Express. This guy, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Yes.
Puccio says his last event was Devils and Bruins.
It's amazing, Puccio. Yeah, yeah. It's
Jim White.
Yeah.
Jim White catch me off guard. A Gwen Stefani concert.
Wow. That's interesting.
All right. Here's our boy, Jason Gold. We got to get Gold on the show, actually. Here's our boy, Gold. Yeah. Of course, hockey. Yeah. Last game he's had, he's got a video of it. He was sitting ringside. Nice seat here, Gold. Golden Knights, Habs versus Golden Knights. Montreal led 3-0 after the first period. Knights scored 2 goals in a final, $1.57 in regulation to tie it up at 4. Habs end up winning 5-4 in a shootout on this beauty by Tatar. I remember that game.
True. I do too. Great game.
On the Habs. I remember that game.
Very good game.
All right. Sports Rage fan on Twitter. Great Twitter handle. A Sports Rage fan. He's a big Buckeye fan. Wisconsin, Ohio State, October 2019.
Ooh.
Big Merce. Penguins at Montreal Canadiens, January 3rd. Penguins won in overtime. I was completely smashed.
Yes. Yes.
Our boy Paco Healy, first responder. He's a medic in San Diego. Met him a bunch of times. Big fan of the show. Shout out to Paco. Stay safe, Paco. Paco Healy. Last game I was at was February 23rd. I went up to the Honda Center. I think that was the same day, the Saturday, February 24th or something. I was at the XFL game. Last game was at February 23rd. Went up to the Honda Center to watch the Ducks and Knights square up.
Wow.
6-5. Vegas won. Subban started, got lit too. Up, and was traded the next day. Welcomed him in, Robert Leonard.
Yeah.
Tanya Hayes, who used to be with Sports Grid, actually, the website in the old fantasy days. Shout out to Tanya. I think she's in L.A. now. She's from Boston, but I think she's in L.A. Vancouver Canucks game, March 7th, and the Rugby Worlds. That's pretty cool.
Wow, that's very hard. She cut it pretty close to Corona, March 7th. That was right around when did things heat up, around like March 11th, March 12th. Very close.
All right, what else do we have? Oh, Sooner Lisa. Thunder versus the Clippers.
Yeah.
Thunder versus the Clippers.
Good game.
All right, here's our boy, Vern. Extreme Midget Wrestling.
Little Beaver. I love midget wrestling.
Midget wrestling, ironically, was supposed to be tonight in Butler, PA, but you know the end of that song. Oh, our boy Steven Rapp, another high roller.
Oh, yeah, Steve Rapp. Yeah, he's looking.
Jay's Yankee spring training the day before it got shut down.
Rapp. Rapp's a traveler.
This is great, the events that you guys are at. And I like to see where you guys are from, too. All right, we got John, Coach John. D-backs versus Indians, Cactus League, Scottsdale, March 4th.
Beautiful.
All right. Mad Matt, Raptors versus Bucks, December 25th. I remember that game. The boys lost at home. Yeah, I lost a lot of money on that game.
Yeah. I remember that one, too.
Premium Tweet Center says, WWE event in February. Our boy Lindsay here. Oh, it's our boy. I didn't realize. It's Legendary Lindsay from Capper's Corner on Twitter.
Yes.
Last sporting event he was at. Aqueduct.
Aqueduct.
Which is now a hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to our boy, Lindsay. Lindsay the legend. This is great, the answers that we're getting here, right, from people the last game. So, and honestly, I don't know when the next game we're going to go to is.
I think we'll probably go to a CFL game when you come back, as I repeated before. That one makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. They'll start. And you know what? It is true. Canadians are more socially distant anyways to begin with. It's I'm not even exaggerating with this. It's true that, like, Americans, it's hard, Ken. Like, dude, I was in my lobby here. I'm getting in the elevator. Some chick, she's even hot, too. So normally you'd be like, a hot chick in, like, yoga pants. She was jogging and stuff, right? So she comes in.
I like yoga pants.
The chick's, like, sweating and breathing heavy and stuff.
Yeah.
She gets on the elevator with me. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, why do you want to even get on with me? And I'm thinking, man, you don't even know wearing a mask. You're sweating. You might be hot. I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing. Like, I was in line. I was in the store. Some dude comes up. Like, it's like normal. Sort of like right beside me type thing.
Yeah.
Like, wait. Like, hey, buddy. And it's like, dude, we're in the middle of a pandemic here. Like,
oh, I know.
I'm not freaking out. Like, I'm not the type of guy, ooh, stay away.
Yeah.
It's like, stay 6 feet away, bro, and we're good. We go out. But that's the thing. People are too dumb to do it, Gabe.
They are. Oh, Gabe, listen to this one. This lady rolls into the grocery store. She's fondling the grapes. Like, you know, the grapes come in that Ziploc bag, like picking out the bad one. I was just there. She's like fondling the bananas. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
I saw a question.
Oh, I was going to
say, how do you handle fruit in a time like this? I'm not a big fruit and vegetable guy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you don't.
You don't do?
Pick it up and it's your gamble.
Yeah.
That's life.
Another thing is loose. Don't do loose things. Like bulk items. Yeah. People put their sweaty, greasy hands in the trail mix. No grapes, no bulk. Yeah, like stay away from places like Bulk Barn if you want it. Like, oh, I feel like some Reese's Pieces chunks. Yeah, don't go to Bulk Barn. People, and some guys just put their hand in there. Yeah, I feel like some Smarties. You put them in your pocket. No, that's a bacteria petri dish trap. You can't go to Bulk Barn. Pay for a regular bar. Buffets, yeah, good call by Puccio. Buffets, people greasing all over the buffets.
Won't be toast, but what they'll be, I think it'll be a new way of doing it. It'll be a complete, so in Vegas, I was thinking about this, complete glass over the food.
Yeah.
So you can't even reach in and take it. Like, it's covered. Like, there's glass, and a server on the other side gives you the plate.
Kind of like what they... The cutting station. They're serving.
Exactly. So it's still all you can eat in the buffet, but you're like, yeah, give me some of the chicken wings and give me some mashed potatoes. You know what I mean? And they put it, they're wearing a mask and gloves and they put it on. Because, yeah, you can't be trusting. Dude, I remember I lived in Vegas 10 years ago, Cam. I saw a guy, I saw a near fist fight. I was at Palace Station and it was locals. Palace Station is local, right? And actually, that's one of my favorite things. I really was like an old person, Cam. I used to look forward, and I used to go eat dinner every day at like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Beautiful. Early bird special.
Yeah, I know. And it was all the regular old guys. And this guy used to always cough and stuff and around the food. And one day, and some other guy was like, you know what, man? He goes, every day I come here, bro. And he goes, every day, man, it's the same crap, man. You're coughing all over the food. And Buddy said, mind your own business. They had knives and stuff. They're like forks. Like, they were like, what?
Yes.
And they were kind of older. It got nasty fast. And basically, they kicked the guy out that was coughing at the time. They told him, it's true. You got to be more careful. And they were mad at the guy. And that was years ago. Like, I was thinking about this, too, actually. Like, I would go back to Vegas. I wouldn't go into a packed nightclub, but I'd walk around. You know what I mean? I'd go to Vegas. But I like to know about pools. Like, how the hell are you going to get into a pool in Vegas again with a bunch of people?
Well, I'll tell you one thing about pools, as you know.
What about the chlorine? Will it kill a virus?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. But, like, the pool's probably, as dumb as it sounds, the safest place. And they'll do extra. Like, I'll tell you, though, If you went swimming in that pool, dude, you think your eyes are red smoking a 10 paper? They'd be purple for about a month with the amount of chlorine they're putting in that bad boy just to keep you safe. Oh, porta potties?
My God, imagine getting in a porta potty now? Touching the handle and everything?
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't go to sports. And I'm like, I hate to say it, but Americans, none of us are smart enough for this. People will be pissing right in the parking lot still. It'll be like, oh, dude, you can't do that anymore. Like, even me, Kev, like, it's different now. You can't, like, no more bodily fluids, people, anywhere.
Oh, no. So what do? The one thing I worry about say we go to the football game, right? You go to the can. How many people, like, you got to bring, like, something like naps for the taps. Think about all the people that use the taps to wash their hands and stuff like that. You got to bring wet wipes and all sorts of other. See, I'm thinking ahead too. It's a disaster. You got to bring like
72% of people said they will not set foot in a stadium until there's a vaccination, like 18 months until stuff's normal. Mike Lewis said no. Puccio. We've got Puccio. He's not the invisible man. He's the silent man. Puccio. Puccio loves the Yankees. If I told you the Yankees are opening in August, I'm giving you free tickets, buddy. I got free tickets to the home opener. Are you going? Oh, he's a Met fan.
Oh, yeah, he said.
Oh, he's buddies with Mariano Rivera, but he's a Met fan. Does Mariano know that?
Are you kidding me? This guy's friends with Mariano Rivera?
Yeah. He's a family fan. And Puccio's got a documentary he's working on about Mariano. Yeah, dead serious. You know what's funny? I was watching the documentary when John Gotti Jr. was a kid. His father was in jail a lot, John Gotti Sr. Yeah. So his father gets out. He's like 12 years old or whatever. And it was those good Met teams, actually, Cam, Strawberry and Doc Gooden and everything. Great. And he had a picture. He had a big poster of the Mets on his wall. And John Gotti says to his son, he goes, you're a Met fan. And the kid goes, I love the Mets. And he goes, okay. And he goes, I'm a Yankee fan. John Gotti says to the kid, I'm a Yankee fan. And he kisses his son on the forehead and he walks out of the room. And John Gotti Jr. said he sat there for a minute. He looked. He ripped down the Mets.
Oh, what a dick. Sorry, I don't care. You don't do that to somebody. You can't attack their fandom like that. Like
No, the son ripped it down himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The father said, I'm a Yankee fan, and walked out.
He's afraid of his old man.
The son looked and he ripped it down. Put a Yankee poster up after.
Yeah, it's like going to your place.
Yeah, but your father's John Gotti.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's like some guy
agree. When I saw that, I would have said, you should have said, I'm a Met fan.
Exactly. Just stand up. It's like some turkey coming over to your place, right? Back in the Bills days, like, I like the fish, and like ripped your Bruce Smith poster. You'd be pissed. You don't touch people's memorabilia. Sorry.
No, but he ripped it himself. He shouldn't
have done it. He should have stood up to his father. I'm a Mets fan.
His father was John Gotti.
I know, but he's not going to kill him for liking the Mets.
I don't know. He might.
John Gotti's that. I don't like that. That's, taking it too far. Let the kid cheer for the Mets. Anyway.
Puccio has no comment.
Yeah.
Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
get on the grid, sports grid. I am RMC. I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stool. We're going to be part of the loudest station in the nation, SB Nation Radio, starting Tuesday, April the 14th, alongside Scotty Farrell. Goes coast to coast from 4 to 6. Game time decisions from 6 to 7, syndicated on various radio stations around America, and simulcast. So not a lot of changes for those of you on the grid. But we're very excited to join SB Nation. It's a great operation, a great radio station, and we look forward to big things ahead with SB Nation. And don't forget about me and Scotty Farrell's podcasts as well. Farrell on the Bench, his podcast, very, very popular podcast. You can get it at Apple iTunes or Spotify. MRNC Unfiltered, we're laying it down. Me and Richard Garner is the latest podcast.
Ooh, nice.
We went down some deep rabbit holes about God and science and sports and everything else in between.
Sounds interesting.
Right? Yes, it is. It's some deep stuff. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Not for everybody. All right, let's talk some Major League Baseball right now. So baseball's had various proposals. We laughed at the May 1st Arizona proposal. Their latest proposal is actually more realistic.
For sure.
And it's an interesting one, and we'll give credit to Bob Nightingale. Bob Nightingale is a friend of the network, actually. Comes on most of the shows. USA Today has been covering baseball forever. So Bob Nightingale reports, Major League Baseball is assessing a myriad of proposals, have discussed a radical plan that would eliminate the traditional American and National Leagues for the 2020 season. Under the proposal, 30 teams will be split between Arizona and Florida, the same way they are during spring training. The Grapefruit League in Florida would be split into three divisions, the North, the South, and the East, and then the Cactus League. I was thinking of Flintstones when I think of Cactus League. The Northeast, the West, and the Northwest, but the names of the divisions are irrelevant. The teams in the divisions are interesting, though. So basically, it's too impossible to isolate everybody. Me and Cam talked about it earlier. We need to be more realistic. We're not isolating and quarantining 800 people and stuff.
No.
But it's more feasible when you're in two different states. It's also more feasible when you're in two different states that don't really believe in coronavirus and aren't going to stop you. Okay? So that's a key as well. You know what I mean? Like, this wouldn't work if they're like, yeah, we're going to play half the games in New York and the other half in California.
Oh, that's... Well,
then it's a game, no.
No baseball. Right? Baseball.
No baseball.
No, yep.
So, but I like this, actually. You're killing the travel. You're keeping it the way it is right now. We're already doing spring training. We're going to play in the same stadiums. No fans. Small stadiums. You know they're going to get tested and stuff. Yep. We have to try to get back. If they're realistic, you know, July-ish, August-type thing. This isn't like an overnight operation, but let's get into the divisions a little bit and how it really would shake things up for the 2020 season. And it really, really would shake things up. It would be a shortened season. So as me and Cam already talked about, inferior teams would have a chance, as we were saying earlier. But we were saying that under the previous divisions. Now there's new divisions and there's some teams that would have no chance. All right. Like I said earlier, there's a better chance of, you know, getting some coke from Mitt Romney than there is, you know, the Pirates winning the North Division. But let's look at the North Division of the Grapefruit League. Grapefruit. I used to like grapefruit for breakfast when I was a kid. I put some brown sugar on it.
Yeah, that's what you do. You put like you could either do the sprinkle of white or brown, but grapefruit needs a little bit of sugar to make it work.
Balance it out.
Yeah, I usually have a grapefruit once every, like, month. It's one of those things, like, I don't really have a lot, but it's a nice, you should get back to grapefruit, Gabe. It's a winner.
An old, you know, vodka and grapefruit, not bad.
Oh, very good.
Well, vodka goes with everything.
Oh, vodka, yeah. It's drink of champions. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a winner.
So drink of champions. All right, so the division. The Phillies, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Pirates.
Yarr.
That's a tough division. Well, it's a tough division. So the Phillies and the Yankees, Yankees would be favorites. The Phillies are stacked up. You know what's interesting, though? Joe Girardi and the Phillies stacked up on all these Yankee guys and former Yankee guys. Imagine the irony if they ended up in the same damn division this year. It'd be pretty cool. So the Phillies, Yankees, Blue Jays, Tigers, Pirates. Tigers and Pirates would have no chance.
None.
I'd give the Blue Jays a puncher's chance in like an 80-game season type of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think my – 60-1 bet's going to go down. As you said, now
they're going to tear that ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sports books with the realignment, it's dead. It's
they're going to say, that's it. That's that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a void bet now. But I will say this. Yeah.
You know, I was going to say, Cam, the Circa in Vegas released college football totals on the year. And it says must play 12 games. It's a waste of time. Don't bet that now, guys. They're not playing 12 college football games. It's the same thing. We can break these down. Because I guarantee you, Ken, if this is a real proposal, the sports books are going to reshuffle. They're going to have new division odds for all this stuff.
So who's the big winner here? In my opinion, the Yankees. They don't have to deal with the Boston Red Sox. They don't have to deal with the Rays, who are always a thorn in their sides, right? And you also got two teams that are horrible. You get Detroit and Pittsburgh in there, who are going to be two of the worst.
Yeah, but you lose Baltimore. You know, you're right. Listen, essentially, you're right. They're trading the Phillies. They lose the Red Sox in a race. You know, you're right, Ken. The Yankees are big winners in this. Lose the Red Sox in a race out of their hair. Suddenly, the Phillies are the new pain in the ass to them. And the Blue Jays were already there. Tigers and Pirates sort of, you know, they're like the Orioles or whatever. So Phillies, Yankees, Blue Jays, Tigers, Pirates is one division. Now let's get into the South division right now. That, you know, like in the world of soccer, Cam, and the World Cup and the Euro 2020s and all soccer tournaments, they always have a group of death.
Yes.
Yeah, this might be the group of death.
Yep.
The Atlanta Braves, Boston Red Sox, Minnesota Twins, Tampa Bay Rays. I was going to say Devil Rays, but I guess they're not the Devil Rays anymore. They're soon going to be the X-Rays, Montreal and Tampa. And I don't know, maybe this pandemic will wipe out the Rays in Tampa and they'll come to Montreal finally. So Braves, Red Sox, Twins, Rays, and the Baltimore Orioles. That's a tough-ass division, Ken.
Yeah, everybody but the Orioles is a killer in that division. I don't know what you're going to do. Boston's not as good as before, but they're still a lethal team. Minnesota, oh, man. Watch out for the Twins. They got a lot of talent.
Minnesota, the Braves, and the Twins would be a battle with the Red Sox.
Exactly, man. Like every single team there is wicked except for Baltimore. That is the group of death, clearly. I'd be very worried in that division. I got to be honest with you. If you're like owners of some of these teams, you might want to call Major League Baseball and say, hey, what are you picking on us for, man? This division's a little bit too rough.
I criticize Manfred. I'm going to say, settle down, Stuart. We got problems here, all right? These are divisions. You're right, though. Because some of the others, you're right. There's a lot tougher ones. The South in the Grapefruit League is extremely tough. The next division, the Nationals, the Marlins, the Mets. All right, so pretty much National League East. But then you throw in the St. Louis Cardinals and the Houston Astros. That's no picnic either.
No, it's not.
Man, that'd be a battle, bro. The Nationals, Mets, Cardinals, and Astros, that'd be a battle.
Yeah, you're right. Like, even though the Astros, teams are going to pick on them, they're still the Astros, right? So you look at that. You look at up and down that division.
Oh, like, and they catch a break with no fans heckling them.
Yeah. You said it, buddy. You said it. Think about that, too.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, yes.
Everything works out for Houston, right? Everything works out for the Astros.
Because I'm not saying that, oh, boo-hoo, they'd be scared and, oh, we yelled at them at a game.
No.
But it's completely different. There's no hostility. There's no media in their face every day about this. No one's asking about cheating. There's no crowd. They're just playing games against people in an empty stadium. Like, it makes it a little easier for the Astros. They dodge a bullet there. That's a tough division right there, though, huh? The Nationals, the Marlins, the Mets, the Cardinals, and the Astros. All right, let's go over to Arizona right now. Little Cactus League action. Some cactus juice. Fred Flintstone style.
Right.
Nice smooth Winston, Fred.
Why do they drink cactus juice, man? Anyway, okay. Sounds good. Yeah, you're right. Cactus juice. Let's rock.
I love the Flintstones. I was watching it the other night. It's on MeTV. And I was watching it, and you never really realize, though, when they're driving the car. So, like, they run with their feet, and then the rocks start rolling.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm like, Fred stopped the car with his feet, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, man, it's got to hurt your feet, Fred.
Boy, once the car gets rolling that much, you'd think it would strip off a couple layers of his feet, and they'd be bleeding. But it's the car, too, right?
Yeah, he's barefoot.
I get great bowler, too, Fred Flintstone. Twinkle toes.
Yeah. Twinkle toes Flintstone. All right, so... let's go over to Arizona. Some Cactus League action. The Cubs, Giants, D-backs, Rockies, and Athletics. doesn't have the pageantry as like the bitchiness of like the Braves, Red Sox, Twins, and Rays. That's like a battle from hell. Like you said, you can, if you played like an 81 game schedule in this division, at the end of the year, it's going to be tied.
Right, you're right. Wild cards for everybody.
Yeah, we need a wild card playing. Yeah.
No, I'm with you. Like, you look at those teams, they're very, very similar in talent. Like
the Cubs, the D-backs, and the Athletics are all sort of the same. Yeah.
They're all about the same level. Like, I don't even know who to, like, I don't know what books are going to put up lines for that division, but it's going to be
Arizona would be at home.
Yeah, that's another thing.
They'd be the one team literally at home, sleeping at home.
Yeah.
Living at home, right? Everyone else is living in some resort or something like that. These guys are going back to their big palaces and stuff.
You're right, and they're a team that's getting better, too.
And so. I'm not that every big league lives in a palace, but in Arizona, you can get a nice house for $200K. So if you're a ball player, you spend $500K.
Yeah.
You got the house with the pools and the pillars and all that type of stuff.
You're loaded.
That's a fun division. Cubs, Giants, D-backs, Rockies, Athletics. All right, let's get out to the West. It almost doesn't matter with the Dodgers. Like, yeah, we'll kill you all anyway. So, like,
well, who they got?
Dodgers, Angels, White Sox, Reds, and Indians.
Yeah.
The Dodgers would win that division. Okay, let's go back. Let me get your division winners, actually. So, Phillies, Yankees, Blue Jays, Tigers, Pirates. I'm going to call it upset. Blue Jays win a division.
Yeah, see, there goes my 60-1. It's not even going to be real. I still think the Yankees
18-1.
Yeah, exactly. I still think the Yankees will get it done. But it'll be pretty
in
close.
In a shortened season, Cam, you're right. We're going to get like plus 600.
I know.
Plus 450.
That bet down the toilet. There's not going to be any value to it anymore.
Okay, give me a division winner, though. Phillies, Yankees, Blue Jays, Tigers, Pirates.
Yankees, I know it's boring, but they're the best team there.
Braves, Red Sox, Twins, Rays, Orioles. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna say the Rays win the division.
I was gonna say Rays or Twins, and I'm gonna go with the Twins.
All right. Nationals, Marlins, Mets, Cardinals, Astros. Oh God, I hate to say it, but the son of a bitch's Astros probably win the division.
This one's for you, Puccio. Mets. Meet the Mets. Let's go. I am nuts. But give me
Puccio. I was like, you're nuts. don't forget, Syndergaard's out.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, it's a good point.
And don't forget, they're the Mets, and by the time this would happen, everyone else would be out. Like, the Mets would be the one team in the league to get coronavirus.
You're absolutely
right. They would be the one team that, like, eight of them would get it. Like, you know what I mean? They would be the ones, like, everyone. Like, the Mets stadium, there's an issue there. It turns out it's, like, contaminated. Like, it wouldn't end well, like, for the Mets.
Yeah.
Remember what the Mets player said earlier in the week? He said the desert, because that's where things go to die.
During the Mets, they'd all get, like, staff injuries, too. Oh, my toes and stuff like that, on top of all the
other
things. And it's just, the showers, we got bacteria. Uh-oh. Yeah, but I don't want to
pick be like the first team that would need like a helicopter after an injury. Like, it'd be all real. Like, it'd be like, oh man, something crazy at the Met game happened. Like, the Mets, I'd be weary of the Mets. If I'm the Mets, I'd be the one team. Yeah, listen, let's just shut it down. All right, so Dodgers, Angels, White Sox. So, that division, I'll be pulling for the Mets too.
Houston, right?
Give me the Mets, man. Alonso crushes the ball in out there. Yeah, give me the Mets as well. I changed my mind. Screw the Astros. Give me the Mets.
That's be over, baby.
All right, Northeast. Cubs, Giants, D-backs, Rockies, and Athletics. Tough one.
I'm going to go with the D-backs.
I'm going to go Athletics.
That were my second choice. Yeah, I think both of those teams. But you said it. This division, when they post odds, expect the same number for everybody.
Yeah, this will be like tough. That in the NFL, that AFC AFC division all the time with the Texans and the Colts. And every year it's like plus 130, plus 140, plus one. Everyone's the same. The AFC South. All right. So Cubs, Giants, D-backs, Rockies, Athletics. Hey, man, the Cubs don't suck.
No, they don't.
They're still good. Giants D-backs don't blow either. They got Bumgarner. Rockies suck. Athletics pretty good. It would be a battle. My gut tells me Athletics. I don't know. I'll say Athletics right now.
Every year in a shortened season, nothing bothers these guys, but I'll go with the hometown D-backs. The Snakes.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. It's true. They're going to lose their advantage of playing in that cavernous ballpark that they do take big advantage of.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dodgers, Angels, White Sox, Reds, and Indians. Too bad for the White Sox because I think they're upstarts.
I agree.
It's a bad division for them to be in with against the Angels and the Dodgers.
Right. If you put them somewhere else, like even in the division prior, I think they could actually have a chance to be a super sleeper in Oakland's division. But against the Dodgers, I don't care if they're improved. Nobody in that division is good enough. Cleveland will fall short. White Sox will be better, but not that good. Dodgers in a landslide.
This next division blows, bro. It's like they took every bad team. Like this division's unbelievable. Milwaukee Brewers, San Diego, the Mariners, the Rangers, and the Royals.
Wow. Wow. I wouldn't say they all suck. Sorry, say that again. Run it by me.
Okay, well, the Royals suck.
Yep.
The Rangers, they're okay.
They're not good. They're yeah. average.
Yeah. The Mariners blow. The Mariners suck.
Oh, they're horrible, yes.
San Diego don't blow. It's Milwaukee and San Diego.
Milwaukee's good. Yeah, I'd go with Milwaukee. Actually, you know what? Maybe it's San Diego's year in a weak division. This could be the time where they step up and finally get it done.
Give me San Diego.
I'll take San Diego, too. Hey, Puccio's in.
Threes the Friars.
Go yeah, the Padres. Let's do it.
Thank you, Padres. And they're even wearing they went back, lost in the shuffle. All these teams, and you know what? We're going to give props, actually. All you loser teams out there, changing your jerseys and your logos, and it all sucks. San Diego got it right. They're going back to the old school brown and yellow.
They get it. Great.
The old McDonald's look.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if Puccio knows that. Like, if younger guys realize that. You know, like the old San Diego, like, say, beautiful. Love it. Another jersey doesn't look great on white guys.
Right? Yeah, it's right.
It's still cool, but it's such a nice jersey. I've always loved it, man. But, you know, it literally, that's the color of McDonald's.
Yeah, it was.
That was the color.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.